Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart, and it's time for an installment of The Get Out, our weekly series where we talk about getting out and about in this great city with WNYC's culture editor, Jennifer Van Asco. You don't go with Jennifer, but she comes down and tells us what we should go out and do. Hi, Jay.
Exactly.
Hey, it's about to be a three-day weekend, so it's perfect that you're here, and you have these great themes. So if you're looking for something to do with your older kids and teens, this week's Get Out theme is youth activism. How did you come upon this theme? What inspired you, Jay?
You know, I just thought that there just really seems to be an upsurge in youth activism right now around climate change. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, if your kids are home these 3 days, maybe you want to like channel that energy somewhere, see what to do with in the city with them. So here we go.
All right. So first up on your list is the movie premiere of We Are the Radical Monarch. It's a doc. It's at Doc NYC this Saturday. I'm in love with these girls.
Right, I know.
Explain who the Radical Monarchs are.
So they're an independent organization for girls of color. You could think brownies, but instead of selling cookies, they are learning to be activists, fighting back. It was founded 5 years ago by a social justice activist who will actually be at the event, which is exciting, along with her daughter, and a community organizer. It's for third, fourth, and fifth graders, which is really, you know, when girls are starting to, like, see the differences in their bodies mm-hmm. from other girls, and they need more just sisterhood and solidarity and to be proud of themselves.
So it's part of the Doc NYC Film Festival, and it's going to be Saturday at 2 at the SVA Theater in Chelsea. So what kind of activities do the Radical Monarchs do?
You know, I want to join the Radical Monarchs. I mean, they have all sorts of discussions. They talk about beauty standards and ads. They go to marches for transgender rights and women's rights and the rights of people of color. They lobby local legislators to support, immigrants, that kind of thing. And in general, they're taught to fight for themselves and causes they care about. And they earn badges, of course. And badges include things like the Black Lives Matter badge, Radical Pride badge, Radical Beauty badge, Racial Justice badge, and Radical Coding, which I kind of love.
Love that. The Radical Monarchs, this documentary, is Saturday at 2 at the SVA Theater in Chelsea. Or go online and watch the trailer. And
it'll make you cry. I've seen the trailer like 8 times.
I know. You will be inspired. All right. This Saturday from 12 to 4, the Youth Empowerment Show in the Bronx is going to be held at the Cornerstone Academy for Social Action. What happens at a youth empowerment show?
So this is something that's been traveling around the boroughs. It's hosted by Carl Michel. He is also calls himself the young executive. He's kind of a motivational speaker for young people. And what I like about this is he gets a lot of, especially young people of color, together in an auditorium, and they're able to talk about the things that are really they're struggling with or challenging. They're able to just like talk about their feelings and have people listen to them and feel supported. I'm like, that's important. And it's also really fun. They have guests who are hip hop artists and local celebrities. And at the end, there's kind of like a dance party where kids get on stage.
So you have a clip for us. Will you set us up?
So I saw this on a segment on News 12. They talked to a teenager at the show, and I feel like you really get a flavor for like why this is cool.
You really have fun. Everybody's dancing. Everybody's having a good vibe. And you also learn stuff from the speakers as well.
12th grader Sanika DeRosier telling me this is her second time to one of the events. She came back because the show did what it promises to do, empower.
I went up on stage and started dancing. I never knew I had that confidence.
The program has been going for 3 years now. Creator Carl Michel getting help from musicians, celebrities, and community leaders to inspire.
We want to make sure that they see someone on stage that they can believe in.
The kids today dancing, saying affirmations, and having discussions with people they look up to.
All right, so that's the Youth Empowerment Show in the Bronx. It'll be held at the Cornerstone Academy for Social Action Saturday from 12 to 4. Okay, you want to get your kids out and about. Out and about for a good cause. There is a march to support migrant children. Tell us about it.
So this is hosted by Democratic Congresswoman Yvette Clark. I spoke to her office today, and they said that she's just been getting a lot of calls from constituents who are really worried about about the migrant kids at the border, but also, honestly, about immigrant kids who live here now, particularly in central Brooklyn, American-born kids who are the children of immigrants who might not have legal status. And she just wanted to get people together so that they could show solidarity. And so it's like children who feel worried about that in particular can, like, march together and feel like they're, like, part of a group. I did talk to Beth Fertig, who is a reporter here on who covers a lot of, like, immigrant children's issues. And she said, you know, the family separation thing was really highly publicized, but there's not that many kids actually in government custody who are in that category. She said instead there are thousands of unaccompanied minors who are kids who cross the border without parents. Usually they're Central American teens who are afraid of gangs. And she said New York actually hosts a lot of these younger kids who need foster homes because we have agencies here with government contracts and we have the ability to place them quickly. But so, like, we're actually supporting not kids far away, but, like, kids who are living right here right now with this.
And if you want to take part in the march, where should you go?
It's going to start right in front of Barclays Center Plaza, 8:45 tomorrow, I guess.
All right. So you mentioned at the top of the segment, one of the things that inspired you was the way that young folks have been really, really engaging about climate change and engaging our leaders to do something about climate change. So you have something that is climate change adjacent.
Yeah, I mean, not even adjacent, but like
youth climate change adjacent.
I mean, that's right, youth climate change adjacent. So this is a festival. So every year there's the Albertine Books, which is this like French bookstore, has some kind of festival, and this year it's about climate change. It's hosted by environmental activist Bill McKibben. People may or may not know that he wrote this 1989 book called End of Nature. It's considered the first book on climate change, so he's a really big deal.
Yeah, he's kind of famous.
Right. So he's like a big, big draw. But so much of the festival also has teen involvement. Like, all events begin with readings from teenagers who are part of Climate Change Theater Action. And tonight, the panel at 7 o'clock, which is about where we are in climate change now, one of the panelists is Alexandria Villasenor, who is a 14-year-old climate activist from New York City. Last year, she was the person who began her own solo weekly school strike for climate in front of the United Nations headquarters. She's been doing it the whole time. And now she's really a big deal climate activist. Like, she recently made Politico's list of top 100 people who are influential in climate change policy. So she'll be there. That's really exciting.
Festival Albertine is devoted to climate change. Activist New York at the Museum of the City of New York. This is one of my favorite museums.
Yes,
in
it's a good
New
one.
York. Okay, so you went up to the exhibit earlier this week. What did you learn about our city's history in terms of activism?
So I was there yesterday morning, and actually the exhibit was completely filled with teenagers who were all there on school trips. I know.
Wow.
They were like very excited, very engaged. And the thing that was most interesting to me about this is that basically the exhibit says, New York has been a city of activists since its history. It has always been a city of activists. And they said that's because of our very high density, because of the discrepancy there's always been between the people with a lot of money and people with very little, because of our intense diversity, and because so many people are so creative that they find interesting ways of being activists and like fighting against the system.
Well, there's also a history of labor part of this exhibit.
Yes.
That looked interesting. What was it like?
Yeah, you know, that was also, I feel like in general, that exhibit will be like a little bit harder for teenagers to grasp because it's mostly wall panels. It's not as interactive, except in the middle, there is this section where you get to try out these like intense labor things. Like, you get to do an old timey operator, phone operator board where you have to like try to answer the calls as quickly as you can. And there's also this old Singer sewing machine, and you try to like sew a digital seam with it. So those two things, I must say, are like ways that like kids of lots of ages can figure out, oh, like this is what it was like to be that then.
Okay, that is at the Museum of the City of New York, and that goes through January 5th. And of course, Monday is Veterans Day. Are you thinking about the parade for kids?
Well, you know, they do, of course, have the day off from school, and I feel like everybody's like day off from school, but Veterans Day, like all of our holidays, celebrates a very particular thing. And this is celebrates the 100th anniversary, actually, of Veterans Day, which was a year after World War I ended. That was, of course, November 11th, 1918, the armistice. And Veterans Day organizers are very clear. It's a non-political event. They say it's not about politics, except this year.
The president is coming.
The president is going, which period. I feel like and makes it more inherently political.
Yeah. So people need to decide for themselves. That's noon on Monday. Goes north on Fifth Avenue from 26th to 46th Street. Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to think about things to do for your with your family for a holiday. So tweet us your suggestions. Hey, everybody. That's it for our show. Thank you for listening to all of it. Join us every weekday at noon on WNYC. And in the meantime, come follow us on Instagram and Twitter at allofitwnyc. And if you missed a segment or two this week, you can check out our podcast and catch up, available on your podcast platform of choice. All of It is produced by Megan Ryan, Rosie Guerin, Catherine Millsap, Ursula Summer, Simon Close, Jordan Lauf, Pilar Belendez-Deshay, and Nina Bisbano. Our intern is Max Klausner. Matt Mirando is our engineer, and Luscious Jackson does our theme music. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you back here next time.